hand sanitizer has been in short supply since the coronavirus pandemic began, and some non-traditional businesses have been looking to help fill in the gaps. Distilleries, usually known for selling alcohol, are now making and selling hand sanitizer. But it hasn't been completely smooth sailing for them. Federal regulations and guidance have at times been difficult to follow. For example, what kind of denaturant distilleries can or have to use? That's the ingredient in sanitizer that would make it unpleasant to drink. One of those distilleries that started producing hand sanitizer is Adventurous Stills Distillery in Tempe. Chase Estrin is one of its owners, and he joins me to talk more about this. And Chase, what exactly are you trying to do here?
Right. So there's two ways that we're trying to help out. And that's the production of ethanol has kind of been the bottleneck in all of this. But there are also several other ingredients that have to go into the hand sanitizer, including glycerol, and hydrogen peroxide, which that's more of a logistics issue as far as just getting that from these chemical companies that produce that. So that's more logistics.
So have you been getting calls from organizations looking for a product to see if you're able to make this because they need it and can't get it anywhere else?
Yeah, we've actually been receiving calls and emails. I get a couple emails a day at least. We get calls probably every couple hours, if not more often. We've even had someone reach out to us that is a compounder, meaning that they usually make beauty supplies. They basically said, you know, we can take any ethanol that you guys are able to produce. But the problem is that it's such a slow process and it's so hard to, it's so labor intensive that it's A, expensive, and B, we can only make so much at a time. So we're right now trying to acquire a tanker truck if we can to actually be able to supply the whole state.
Well, yeah. So are the calls you're getting from folks who are wanting and needing a product from you, is it mostly folks in the Phoenix area or in the state? Are you getting calls from elsewhere around the country as well?
It is mostly within the state. I was at the distillery a couple days ago, I think, and someone from the U.S. Postal Service, the actual Washington, D.C. location, had called. And they seemed to be calling places randomly because they didn't know where to start. And they were asking if we could produce a, you know, truckload of hand sanitizer a day. And, you know, I told them that we, you know, our normal production capacity, we start with about 425 gallons of beer. We produce about, depending on the proof, maybe down to 50 or 60 gallons of usable alcohol at a time. And so when we have to keep the proof as high as we do, that means that we only end up with about 30 or 40 gallons at the end of each one of our runs of ethanol. So we are quite small. So trying to help guide people where they can, but it seems like it's kind of a little bit of the Wild West where no one really knows exactly where to go and where to start. So, you know, we're trying to think of creative ways to make this, but it's not cheap and it's going to be expensive to the public. But it's one of those things where, you know, we'd rather see the, you know, ethanol and hand sanitizer being put into the hands of people who need it than not. So there's just a lot of anxiety on our end. I mean, I can tell you, I haven't necessarily been losing sleep over this, but I definitely don't feel comfortable with having to turn people away. And, you know, some of the prices that we're going to have to charge people, $50, $60, $80 a gallon, it's just turning into this, you know, moral and ethical dilemma as well.
I'm curious about the financial aspect of this, because there is clearly an altruistic component to this, but you also own a small business, and I would imagine that it's important to you to keep it going and keep your staff going and keep paying them to the extent that you can. As a business model, how does producing hand sanitizer compare to what you normally do?
Well, being very transparent, it would be gallon for gallon sale. At this very moment in time, it actually would be almost as lucrative as selling bottles. But, you know, this isn't what we normally do. We'd love to sell it for cheaper. So if we could do something like get a tanker truck, we can drop the price dramatically compared to what we'd have to sell it for if we were just doing 50 or 70 gallons at a time. Like you said, you know, we are a small business. And unfortunately, with the way that the state has set up their to-go sales for cocktails and whatnot, you know, we usually make most of our revenue in the tasting room from bottle sales and cocktails, as well as tours. We can't give tours. And unfortunately, because we don't sell food, we can't even sell cocktails to go, which is how a lot of bars and restaurants are able to make some money right now. So this is essentially our only means of revenue. And it sucks, to be very honest. It's we don't want to be doing this any more than the public wants to buy it from us at whatever price we're going to have to charge them. And, you know, we're trying to keep the price down as much as possible, but I've heard, you know, people trying to sell it as much as $140, $150 a gallon. And,
wow,
you know, everyone has, yeah, it's not ideal.
How much are you charging, and how big of a container are you selling it in?
So right now we have a little bit that we've set aside for the public. And so we are selling 12-ounce bottles for $10. And that a dollar of that includes the bottles. So that's, I think, 80 cents per ounce or 85 cents per ounce, which I think if you do the math, I think it's about $90 per gallon. Right now, if we aren't able to get large quantities of it, we're basically having to sell it for, I think I quoted earlier, $75 per gallon. And that doesn't make us feel comfortable, but we have to keep the lights on. And that's a way that when the hand sanitizer business stops making sense for us, and when we're closed for another 3 or 4 months, it allows us to continue to operate, or at least stay in place, so to speak, and continue to lose whatever money we're going to be losing.
I suspect when you and your partners opened your distillery, this was not what you envisioned doing.
Definitely not. If you would have told me that I'd be making hand sanitizer starting, you know, back January 1st even, I would have told you that you're crazy.
All right. That is Chase Estrin. He is one of the owners of Adventurous Stills in Tempe. Chase, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.